There it is, the black Toyota. Go!
What fools. Did they really think I was stupid enough to stay in the car? I knew he was going to try and kill me. I'll get that bastard sooner or later. But first, I think I'd better write to Hugo.
Hello, Hugo. Back from your holiday?
Yes, that's right. What are you doing sitting on the sidewalk, John?
They've thrown me out of my apartment.
Oh, what a shame.
Because I haven't paid the rent. Because I can't afford to. If I had a job, I'd pay the rent, of course. But what can I do when I haven't got a job? See what I mean?
Yes, I quite see. Well, I expect something will come along. Bye-bye. Let's see if there's any mail. Hold on. Someone sent me a postcard from Trinidad.
Dear Hugo, thank you for the money. Mr. P hasn't been very helpful so far. It would be a good idea if you got in touch with me. All the best. Roger the Cobber.
Oh my God. That means he didn't go to Australia. And he's obviously spoken to Mr. P, so that means... I don't even dare to think about it. Well, I'd better not stay here to start with. I've got just the idea. John, could you come up here for a moment?
I can't leave my TV here. What if someone stole it? Like, it's the only thing I've got left.
Well, why don't you bring it with you, then?
Hello, Hugo. Are you looking for someone to clean your toilet or something?
No, John. Nothing like that. No, I was just thinking. You see, I've got to go away for a few days. And as you obviously haven't got anywhere to stay, I was wondering if you'd like to move into the apartment while I'm away.
Gosh, Hugo. Really? That's real kind of you. I don't know how to thank you.
That's quite all right, John. Oh, by the way, I'd just like to move out one or two antiques and items of furniture. Would you mind giving me a hand?
Gee, no, not at all. I'm always happy to help a friend.
I'll call a truck then.
Is that all then?
Yes, I think that's all. Make yourself at home, won't you, John?
Hey, what about Annie? Won't she come around looking for you? Should I offer her a drink or two, perhaps?
No, it's all right, John. She's still away on vacation in Sweden. I'll get in touch with her myself.
Oh, look, there's a postcard. Hey, it's from Annie. Dear Daddy, I finally decided to do what I've always known I should do. I'm going to...
Give that to me. Let me see what she says. She's walked out. Why? What's going on? Everything's going wrong.
Gee, are you all right? What did she say then?
Oh, nothing. She's just moved. She just wanted to give me her new address, that's all.
I thought you said she was away on vacation.
I think I'll just go and say hello to her, and find out what the hell she thinks she's doing.
Oh, gosh. Well, at least he's left some drink behind. I think I'll have a glass of port.
This is KPOX, bringing you all the music that really hurts. And this next one is totally sick. It should do well. Nervous Equipment, Suicide Jive.
But Chris, he is still my father.
So what do you do if he comes here?
When he comes here. He's certain to try and get her back.
You'll go back with him, won't you?
Back to Daddy's comfortable apartment and his fast car?
And a nice, safe job as his secretary?
No, I won't. I've already said I'll never go back to that way of life. I mean it.
You know something? If or when he comes here, I don't think we should even let him in.
You're right. Why Why the hell should we?
Let's take a vote on it, then. Who's for keeping him out? 1, 2, 3. And who's against? Only Annie? Right, that's decided, then. By a majority of 3-1.
Annie, are you there? Annie, please, will you answer?